This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The wildfire smoke is again pushing air quality into unhealthy levels. The DNR says hazardous conditions could last through midday, especially for people with asthma or heart issues. Some of your outdoor plans could again be impacted. If you were planning on getting out, check ahead with pools, golf courses, and beaches. There's also a chance of severe weather later in the day. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. We're learning more about last week's high-speed chase in Racine County. Prosecutors say an 18-year-old driver hit speeds of over 130 miles an hour and crashed into a squad car and a bus. A deputy was hurt, and the suspect now faces multiple felony charges. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley is back in the race for governor and now has Governor Tony Evers' support. He says that backing gives him a path to win, with the primary just weeks away. Some Democrats support the move, while others question the timing. Racine Unified leaders are set to revisit cell phone rules at a meeting tonight. The discussion comes after months of debate over whether to tighten restrictions beyond the state ban. Supporters say it would reduce distractions, but some parents and students have concerns. Racine County is moving ahead with its public safety building despite rising costs. The county board last week approved more borrowing and shifted money from another project to stay on track. Some wanted to scale back spending, but that proposal didn't pass. And FEMA is offering help this week for people in Racine and Kenosha counties still recovering from April storms. In-person office hours are being held in Trevor to help with the applications and questions. Officials say the assistance is open to anyone in Racine and Kenosha counties. The deadline to apply for aid is at the end of August. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Taco Bell lettuce is confirmed to be one source of the diarrhea-causing parasite, according to federal health officials. After thousands have been sickened by the stomach-churning parasite infection, federal health officials now say shredded iceberg lettuce served at some Taco Bell restaurants has been identified as the source of a multi-state cyclosporiasis outbreak. The FDA says contaminated lettuce supplied from Mexico sickened more than 1,600 people, with Taco Bell locations in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia linked to the investigation. Wisconsin has also reported cases of cyclosporiasis this summer, although state health officials have not tied them to Taco Bell. Consumers with severe diarrhea, stomach cramps, or nausea after eating fresh produce are urged to contact a healthcare provider. Taco Bell says it has removed the affected lettuce from its restaurants. While the smoke and air quality have been the main weather focus recently, we're now looking at the chance for severe thunderstorms coming in this afternoon into evening. Forecasters say the greatest risk is expected across the southern half of the state, with storms producing damaging winds, large hail, and torrential downpours. The National Weather Service says an isolated tornado can't be ruled out. Details coming up in your forecast. More people in Wisconsin are working and fewer are out of a job as the state's unemployment rate dipped again in June. New data shows the rate fell to 3.3%, down slightly from May, while employers added about 6,000 jobs over the month. Over the past year, the state has gained more than 16,000 jobs. The trend lines up with the national picture, where unemployment also edged lower. Governor Evers is endorsing Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor. This comes after Crowley re-entered the race following Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez's decision to end her campaign because of campaign finance troubles. Evers praised Crowley's record in Milwaukee County and said he is the best candidate to defeat Republican Tom Tiffany in November. Several Democrats defended their own campaigns and questioned the governor's decision to endorse. Wisconsin Democrats will choose their nominee in the August 11th primary. The world's largest aviation celebration takes flight this week in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture opens today at Whitman Regional Airport, drawing hundreds of thousands of aviation enthusiasts from around the globe. Organizers expect more than 10,000 aircraft and nearly 700,000 visitors during the seven-day event. Air Venture features daily air shows, military and civilian aircraft, educational forums, and the latest in aviation technology. The annual fly-in generates millions of dollars for Wisconsin's economy and transforms Oshkosh into one of the busiest airports in the world. The event runs through Sunday. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is making a bid for a third term. She recently made the announcement saying she wants to continue her work of helping Madisonians. She added that the work is not done yet and we must continue to address the challenges that Madison residents face. If she's reelected, Rhodes Conway's priorities will include property tax relief, housing, and public safety. The state of Wisconsin is shifting its fleet to cleaner vehicles, aiming to lower emissions and save taxpayer dollars. Under new policy from Governor Tony Evers, agencies must choose electric or hybrid vehicles for new purchases, with some exceptions. Officials say the move builds on the state's clean energy goals and could reduce long-term fuel and maintenance costs. Some concerns remain about infrastructure and how quickly agencies can make the switch. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Miz is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Mets. Jacob Mizorowski will start for Milwaukee after taking the past week off with arm fatigue. The Miz will face former teammate Freddie Peralta, now with New York. Over the weekend, the Brewers swept the Marlins, thanks to a walk-off three-run home run by William Contreras in the bottom of the ninth to win 3-1 yesterday. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff is headed for season-ending surgery again on his right shoulder.
It sucks not being able to help on the field, but you feel like you can help in a way. We have so many young guys, and I was in their shoes at one point just trying to figure out how am I going to get these guys out at a high level. So I feel like a good implement for me, if I can't be on the field, it's like, how can I help do some things to, you know, whether it's a conversation in the bullpen session in between, maybe that helps.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be warm and muggy today with more hazy smoke in the air, our high 87. And then we do have a chance for thunderstorms late this afternoon into this evening. And some of those could be severe. So stay weather aware today. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms 84. By Wednesday, sunshine 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.